So any other comments?
Her neighbor one is the one that was approved through BOA.
Questions? George, do you have any questions?
This home right here.
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Yep. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay. That, next month, Monday is a holiday, so the meeting's actually going to be Tuesday, October 9th. Will be the public hearing and final vote.
She actually asked the board adjustment if she needed to come back through.
Okay, thank you.
Because of their approval, and they said yes. So they've somewhat sent her back to you.
Next, we have the nightly rental concept for 250 Siler Road, Ridgedale.
Applicant Jerry Dottenham Hahn is seeking Division 3 special use permit on a 7.7 acre parcel at 250 Siler Road, Ridgedale. He's planning on building a future single-family home that will be a 5 to 6 bedroom home with a separate barn garage structure also. The applicant plans to leave all the natural vegetation along the property lines for the buffer. Back 86 Highway, here's 65, and then this is Jones Road. You go down Jones Road to Siler. You'll be familiar where you've approved one here and some here, denied some here. But this is the 7.7 acre parcel here. As we zoom in, it's a totally wooded parcel. I believe in his packet he presented a somewhat concept drawing. Of the house and the garage. Here's some different views of the parcel.
So this right now is a vacant piece of ground?
Yes. Don't believe there's any structure. Your applicant's representative's here if you want to come up. And
hello. I think that's just conceptual. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Dan Nelson, owner of Artisan Home Builders. So he's hired me to do the structure if it's approved.
Do you know if he has any plans of going further and having more structures and more houses? I mean, it's a big piece of property.
Actually, the nightly rental concept of this is this, and this is what he explained to me, was his family comes down here to Big Cedar all the time. He's got boys, so he bought the property, and he wants to offset his mortgage. He said eventually, if the nightly rental thing goes well, I might want to put some more on there. But he has no... You know, he's just approached me with a structure, with a house and a garage, basically.
So, and you'll enter it from Siler, right?
Correct.
To the property.
Can I walk over to there and
sure.
show you?
Sure.
So this is what I've discussed with them. We actually had a perk test done right here. And so he wants to make a circle drive in like this. And put the house here and the garage here. So it'll just be in and out. He wants to leave everything. So he has hired a landscape company and they cleared out some trees right here so that he can see down that valley from the house. But that's all he's really done. And we had the perk test done last week.
Seems pretty straightforward. Any other questions? Hearing none, that'll be the public hearing and final vote will be Tuesday, October 9th, with Monday being a holiday.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the final concept we've got is 230 River Point Road, Hollister, Charles Richardson.
Well, this concept.
Yeah, this is concept, so you're good. Yeah.
Applicant, which is Charles Richardson, has closed on the home and is the current owner seeking planning commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to nightly rent a three-bedroom single-family home located at 230 River Point Road, Hollister. Per the assessor's information, the home was built in 1985 on Lot 1, Block 1 in the Riverside Estates subdivision. The majority of the home lies in the 1% floodplain fringe of Taneycomo Lake. The property to the east is a multi-family apartment complex. The property to the west is a single-family home that will require a buffer plan. And Lake Taneycomo is to the north of the home. Perspective here, Gary's project was right here that you just approved, so we're on down the road. And then you turn on Waverly, and it's right on this curve. This is our multifamily apartment complex building. There's the floodplain layer on Beacon over it. Here's a view along the east property line between it and the apartment complex. This is view between it and the other residents. I tried to line up with the utility box in the front, which I considered it was probably close to the property line.
Get your dad on it.
Good deal. Well, that's why I knew they usually set them. There's just a view from the front looking towards the back where I just was. This is north. So this is our subject home, 230. He's proposing a buffer of building that flower bed that I had in the view when I was talking about the property line. And then here's a little area that could be considered boat parking. But then on the front shows the driveway, and I didn't realize till I got there, but there's a 13 by 50 that's out, that's a parallel parking area. And if I remember, it's a three-bedroom home, so he'd need parking for four. And he's got the one-car garage. And then you can parallel park two in the front, so he'd be at least five, and then a little area for the boat parking. That's what I have.
You want to come on up?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hi, Chuck Richardson, my wife, Chris. We've been coming to Branson since our kids were probably the oldest was probably six, and always thought someday we'll get a place here. So 8 years ago, we were here for our anniversary and started looking. And our last kid's now in college, so we thought this would be a great time to do it. We were very fortunate to find this place. We were arguing between I wanted the golf course and they wanted the lake, and this was the compromise. So we
golf course.
Yeah, that's, I'm with you. So, but we had rented a home from Elaine when we were here that was down the street, and everyone was in agreement that this would meet all of our needs. So we want to use it as a second home, but we want to offset the mortgage with a nightly rental. And didn't know that there were these hoops to jump through when we went in and did the contract on the house. But Scott's been real helpful, and Marla leading us along the way. It does. The agent that we used, Bill, he actually went over one day for an inspection, and Mr. Anderson was there and said that they'd gone in and spent, I think, $170,000. And they've
156.5.
Is that right?
Biggest deck I ever built.
Did you? I need to get your name because I have problems with it. It's beautiful.
Issues.
Well, that, the middle of it's gone now. It's grass.
Yes.
The lower section.
Yes, you can't see it quite there, but there's one section that's grass because you got the concrete also that's on the last, right down by the water. No, that's what was so appealing about the home was the back. It's absolutely beautiful with that deck. So,
yeah, there's grass.
This one, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that section. Yeah, that the first time the river got it, stood it up, and we put it all back. And then the second time the river got it, he said, "The heck, wouldn't we put in grass?"
Oh. So they don't tell you that when you're buying the home.
Well, it. I mean, it's on the floodplain.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, that it got up over the concrete section, and then it got up there, and it just floated it a little bit.
Okay.
Well, but that's why I put the grass in there, and that's why I get steel stairs back there.
Oh. Okay. So. Yeah, because those aren't. Yeah. Well, that's what I felt so sorry for him because I realized he has had a battle with cancer, and so. But we're going to move the boat trailer, and I don't know if we're going to keep the boat there or we've got another one at home that we bought a couple years ago, same boat. And Mr. Anderson has open invitation. Go down there, and he's got his dog stuff down there. You could tell that's where he spent all his time. So he's open invitation to use it whenever he wants, and I hope he does go down and enjoy it. Even though he's a Nebraska fan, that was the tough part.
I overlooked that myself.
It's a tough one.
Now, Scott, the application we have in front of us is has got
Arlen Andreessen. He's the owner that sold to this gentleman.
But it has been sold, but we've got an application.
Let me find it.
You got the affidavit here.
I'm glad you said something. I was too busy. I have a blank. If we could get him to come up, he needs to sign this new application
form.
That's
really...
Because he's the owner now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. So right here, if you could finish filling this out as the owner and sign it.
I was asked to bring that.
Yep, thank you.
I thought that covers.
Well, that does for the affidavit, but the first page, I was going to get rid of the old owner, and we're going to go to him as the owner.
Okay. Yes. Next month.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. So. Thanks, God, get good help. That's all concrete, George?
The lower level, we did the seawall and poured concrete patio. You can tell I'm sitting in Dave's chair, can't you? Anyway, and then it was composite, treated frame, composite all the way up. But like I say, when the river come up, that's why we did the bottom of concrete. We didn't have a problem, but it came up higher. And it just lifted it up about 3 feet.
Thank you very much.
It wasn't in the right place.
That's amazing.
Any other questions in reference to the application?
I was going to say the other thing I put on when I filled out the deal was I don't think there's any windows on the east side of their home, and on the west side of ours, the only one is on the enclosed deck, and it's a small window, and you can see just a little piece of it there at the end of the house. There it is, but I certainly want to try to figure out something not to block their view. And I actually went over. I was going to go over and talk to him as soon as we closed, but before I got over there, Mr. Anderson told me that he had gone over to talk to him. He'd already left and gone back to Houston, I think is where he lives, to find out what would meet their needs on that. Because I don't want to block their view or anything like that. But I'll do whatever it is we need to do. But I can't build a building, but because I don't want them to lose the enjoyment they're having right there.
So back to this one, which reverses the picture we were looking at. This is our flower bed that is on the left. This is the neighbor. She